This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 23rd. God's word for you today is D. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. And it says, "Today I am giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. You can choose life or death. The first choice will bring a blessing, the other choice will bring a curse. So, choose life. Then you and your children will live." We will pick up today's devotion from Revelation 3, verse 7 to 8, which says, "I hold the key of David in my hand. The doors that I unlock and open, no one else can close. And any doors that I shut and lock, no one will ever be able to open. Now I know everything you have done. So look, I am placing before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you are not very strong, but you have kept my word and you have been faithful to me. In the name of Jesus, everyone who has been struggling will begin to experience open doors from heaven beginning from today. Note that these doors are peculiar doors, doors no one can shut, not your uncle, not your sister, your parents, or even the government. If Jesus, the King of Kings, opens the door for you, no one can shut it. God says in his word, I know that you are not very strong. This is one of the scriptures that God has used to bless me tremendously. But you have kept my word and you have been faithful. This is what is called the door of opportunity. I pray in the name of Jesus that the doors of opportunities will be opened to you. Say amen. God says, you are not that strong spiritually, but at least you have stayed with me. You are here. You are still showing up. You have not denied me. So, I am going to open the door for you." Whoa! This has happened several times in my life, where God opens doors for me that I would never have been able to open by myself. Sometimes I need to pinch myself in amazement. Is this me? Am I here? Do I get to do this? Do you mean I get to be here? As a people, God has opened for us what we could never have opened for ourselves. It is totally mind-blowing what God is doing. We are going to look at a couple of things that you and I need to know about doors, and then we will delve into a few things that we need to do to have the best life that God has for us. The first thing we need to know about doors is, doors are metaphors for the choices we make in our everyday lives. Every door is a decision. Choosing your future. We have been on a journey in this season, learning that it is choices, not our circumstances, that determines our destinies. Your decisions determine your destiny. D. Greatness is not due to great talent. Greatness is due to great choices. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the doors you have opened for me. Please guide my decisions and my choices to align with the destiny you have for me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.